So the Harrogate Phoenix Players are proud to present the timeless classic The Wizard of Oz, and the beloved musical tells the enchanting story of Dorothy, who is whisked away to the magical land of Oz, and joined by her friends Scarecrow, Tin Man and Cowardly Lion, Dorothy embarks on a quest to find her way home, discovering the true meaning of friendship and courage along the way. With memorable songs, vibrant costumes and captive performances, this production promises to delight all audiences of all ages. And join us for the magical fun. And joined here in the studio today is Hannah Thompson. Hannah, you're playing Dorothy. Hello.
Hello. Are you okay? And thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Welcome to Harrogate Hospital Radio. So, The Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about it. What can we expect if we come along to see you at the theatre?
The Wizard of Oz, it's the classic tale everyone knows about Dorothy. She's whisked off from Kansas in a twister to the magical land of Oz. Chaos ensues. She meets very quirky characters along the way and is pursued by a wicked witch the whole way through. What's not to love?
It sounds really great. I remember watching the film as a child and loved all the songs and all that kind of stuff. The film was quite good, wasn't it? I always remember the bit about the Tin Man in his tin outfit.
Yes.
And unable to move and oiling him and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's a classic, isn't it? And it's kind of held the test of time. And I love the fact that people who are really, really young know the film. People who are older know the film. I think it just connects everyone, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. So tell us, how are you? What was the audition process? You've obviously done well, the leading role. Tell us how you ended up in this role.
Yeah, so I knew they were doing the show. They'd just done Hunchback of Notre Dame, did Phoenix Players, and they had in the back of the programme that they were doing The Wizard of Oz next. I remember just telling my mum, I have to go for it, I have to go for Dorothy. So they sent through the audition material, signed up saying I was interested in the role, and we had to sing two songs and do quite a few scenes. I think there must have been, I think, maybe three, four scenes that we had to do for the audition. And we just went in, read through everything, sang through everything, and then I got a call a couple of days later saying that I'd got the role.
Wow, and obviously the songs from Wizard of Oz are quite memorable, and
yes,
there's some classics. What songs did you have to sing for your audition process?
So I had to sing Somewhere Over the Rainbow, of course.
Classic.
And then I also had to learn The Jitterbug, which is just a show-only edition for Wizard of Oz. So it's not actually in the film, it got cut out of the film, but it's a big, massive chorus number in the stage show.
How exciting. And we've just been talking as we walked here into the studio about if it was me, I'd be so nervous. And you seem so calm. Tell us, how do you go from having kind of a script and like a script and a paper, if you will, to a full-on show? How does that even work? What's the rehearsal process
like? Lots and lots of rehearsing. So we tend to start with the musical rehearsals first, get those musical numbers under our belts, and then we just start working our way through the show, a scene at a time. And Angela, who is directing it, Angela Edwards, is absolutely fantastic, and she makes sure everyone feels really, really confident and comfortable. And then any musical stuff that we need to go over, James Rogers, who was our musical director, is absolutely fantastic, make sure we're all on top of that. And then just outside of rehearsals, just constantly going through lines.
Singing songs, I can imagine. How exciting. And of course, we mentioned just off there then, so when do you transition into the theatre element of it? When do you actually go into it?
Next weekend, I believe. So we're in the final stage of rehearsing at the moment, and then we'll be moving into the theatre next week, and then I think Oz will come to life.
Oh yeah, quite literally, hopefully. And you mentioned there a couple of names, so about your musical director and things like that. So how many people does it, because I'd be fascinated to know, how many people does it take to put on a performance? I wouldn't even know where to
Gosh, it's a huge cast. It's absolutely huge. We've got, I don't even know how many people are in the principal cast. There must be at least 10 of us, but then we've got a huge adult ensemble. I reckon altogether there's over 30 of us. And then we've got the Munchkins, which are played by our amazing kids ensemble, or junior ensemble, as I think they prefer to be called. So it's absolutely huge, and numbers like the Jitterbug, every single person is on stage, so a lot of people on stage, huge colours, huge dancing, and it's fantastic. Yeah.
It sounds wonderful, and of course this is all brought to our audiences by the Phoenix Players. So what are the Phoenix Players?
So Phoenix Players are a community theatre group in Harrogate. They're one of many theatre groups in Harrogate, but what's really special about Phoenix Players is that anyone can be involved. So you can audition for a principal part, but if you'd just rather be in the ensemble and you just want to have a good time, anyone can join. You don't even need to audition if you want to be in the ensemble, which is fantastic.
Wow, brilliant. Well, that sounds very exciting, and it sounds really exciting to start The Wizard of Oz. So it's Wednesday the 26th through to Saturday the 29th of March of this year. Very exciting. Starts next week on Wednesday. And if you'd like to get some tickets, I believe you can go onto the Harrogate Theatre's website, which is www.harrogatetheatre.co.uk, or you can call their box office at 01423 502 116. Okay, well, really nice to meet you, Hannah. Best of luck in your
Thank
role as Dorothy.
Thank you.
And look forward to hearing about it.
Thank
Good
you
luck.